University of Maryland has won its first national basketball championship. The Terrapins pulled away from Indiana in the final moments of last night's game for a 64-52 victory in the Georgia Dome. Senior guard Juan Dixon scored 18 points to lead the Terrapins, and he was voted most outstanding player of the tournament. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now from Atlanta. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
There have been a lot of good Maryland teams over the years, but they've always come up a little short. What made this team different?
Experience and toughness, those two words. The experience thing you cannot underestimate. This is a game today where people play with no seniors, it seems like, because so many players leave early to go to the NBA. Maryland started three seniors last night, three very good ones, including Juan Dixon and Lonnie Baxter, who was the dominant player inside. They also came off the bench with three juniors. And I think that combination, and having been to the Final Four last year, having gone through a lot of disappointments, including blowing a 22-point lead to Duke in the Final Four last year, gave this team an edge that every time it got into a tight situation, it found a way to get out of it, including last night when Indiana briefly took the lead in the second half.
You like Juan Dixon, don't you?
Well, what is not to like about Juan Dixon? I mean, here's a kid who lost both his parents to AIDS as a junior in high school, was only a partial qualifier coming out of high school academically. He's going to graduate. He's an outstanding leader as a person. And every time Maryland needed a big shot during this run and during this season, Juan Dixon was there to make it, including last night when they did fall behind. Who hits the three-point shot that puts them up for good? Juan Dixon.
Now, what about Indiana?
Unbelievable story, Indiana. You remember, as I remember, 18 months ago, Bob Knight was dragged kicking and screaming from the coach's job there. Mike Davis replaced him there under, I think, perhaps the most difficult circumstances a coach has ever taken over in a college basketball program. Knight was an icon for 29 years, huge controversy over his firing. He didn't want anybody to replace him. Davis was one of his assistants, and they turned everything around in 18 months, made this great run all the way to the national championship game, and had a chance to win last night.
So the Maryland coach, Gary Williams, can smile now.
He was forcing it. In fact, when the game was over, Bob, he actually walked across the court and said to Billy Packer from CBS, you know, I wish we'd played better. Gee, I wish it was a better game. And Billy kind of stopped him and said, Gary, you won the national championship. He had to kind of remind him. Gary's just a very intense guy. It's been a long road for him. He was a JV high school coach starting out. His first college job at Lafayette as an assistant coach, he also had to coach the soccer team. And when he came back to take over at Maryland, his alma mater, 13 years ago, the program went on probation because of violations by the previous coach, and he had to rebuild from the bottom, and he did that. And last night, they climbed the mountain, and it's a terrific story. And Gary's a good guy who deserves this championship, and I hope he gets a chance to enjoy it.
And the other coach, Williams, Roy from Kansas?
Well, you know, similar story in the sense, former assistant coach at North Carolina, has done a great job at Kansas, been to three Final Fours. But the problem in this profession, Bob, is until you get the words national championship on your resume, people look at you as having a hole. And Roy Williams still doesn't have those words on his resume the way Gary Williams does now.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of The Last Amateurs, Playing for Glory and Honor in Division I College Basketball.